This is Mouse World Radio.
Radio 1!
Live from the Grand Ballroom at the Radisson Penn Harris Hotel and Convention Center, this is Walt Disney World Today Live. And now, along with Len Testa, Mike Scopa, and Mike Newell, here's your host, Matt Hochberg.
And this live show from Magic Meets 2009 is being sponsored by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. And on your trip to Walt Disney World, why not have a partner in planning that trip? Why not have someone who's has a lot of great experience with going to Walt Disney World, as well as other destinations, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney. You know, the travel agents at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel have been doing this for years, and they can help you plan your next Disney destination vacation. Visit them online at www.mousefantravel.com. And it is Saturday, August 8th, 2009, and this is when we are broadcasting live from Magic Meets 2009. I am your host, Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com. Joining me on today's show is none other than Mr. Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, Matt. What's going on? Welcome to Pennsylvania.
Thank you, Mike. Also joining us on today's show is Mike Scopa, a senior feature writer and blogger for AllEars.net. Welcome, Mike.
I don't dance.
I don't dance.
Extinct attraction. Studios, extinct attraction.
I don't dance. Monster Sound Show?
Nope. Actually,
you should know this.
People get the name of this attraction wrong.
Don't dance. I give up. I don't know.
They used to call it Calling Dick Tracy, but the actual name was Diamond Double Cross. And
good.
Dick Tracy says at one point, I don't dance.
Very good, very good. And we are live here from Magic Meets, as I mentioned. Now, of course, Magic Meets will actually be starting at 9 o'clock, and we're broadcasting here, obviously at 8 o'clock a.m., and we appreciate all of you people who are all the listeners who joined us already. We have some people from overseas, as well as people in other parts of the United States, like, I don't know, Alaska.
How early is it in Alaska?
It's 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And broadcasting live here for your enjoyment. Now, I want to give you quite kind of a, in this first hour here, kind of a rundown of what we're looking at here. At 9 o'clock will be the opening ceremonies. And the webcams will be online, but they will be online at 9 a.m. And that's, just to keep everything going. So you'll be able to see as everything begins over here.
I'm roaming around.
Mr. Scopa has the roaming microphone and headset, so he'll be all around the ballroom talking to different people. Basically, what's going to happen is, and we'll get a full schedule here shortly, is you'll be able to. We're going to be broadcasting a number of different events, and we'll be taking calls from you. Maybe we'll even start taking some calls early this morning. We'll check in with what it's like in the Arctic Circle, as well as around the world. So we're glad that you're joining us so early, and certainly a lot of festivities. We're planning on broadcasting all the way to 6 p.m. Eastern Time today. So lots to do in today's show. So certainly, we're glad that you're just checking in with us, and we're going to start things off here with Mr. Mike Scopa. And Mike, I can't hear you, so whatever you're going to say, just I don't have my head's
okay.
Not working. So
all right.
Don't want to ask me anything, but go ahead, Mike.
As long as Mr. Newell can hear me, I guess I'm okay. All right, what I would like to do for those people who have never been to Magic Meets, I want to describe the ballroom, Matt. See
okay.
If I can give everybody a feel for what's going on. So the ballroom has about 50 tables. And each table has on it a centerpiece. This year the centerpieces are very, very, very nice. I'm looking at one right now that's an Aladdin centerpiece. It looks like a magic carpet with a magic book on it. And at the top there's a globe with Tink on it. I'm walking over to another table. And there's a Winnie the Pooh centerpiece, beautiful globe in there and everything. And each one of these, of course, will be given away. Also on each table is a milk pitcher or a juice pitcher, beautiful with Mickey Mouse embossed on it. It's part of the giveaways, and there are tons of prizes that are given away every year here at Magic Meets. Now I'm over to the far end of the ballroom where the Dream Team Silent Auction has set up all their all their swag, you might say. And there are some very interesting things that are going to auction this year. My personal favorite, and I hope that this really brings in a lot of money for the Dream Team, is a cartoon strip that was put together by our own Chris Eliopoulos. It has four panels on it, and the last panel has Fred Block, Lou Mangiello, myself, Len, Matt, Mike, Annette, and a few others on there, and we're hoping that that brings some money to the Dream Team. There are a lot of neat things, and of course today we're all about raising money for charity, and it's really looking nice. The staff members, Fred's staff members, are filling their balloons with helium, and each table will have several balloons. Of course, they're Mickey balloons. If you follow my Twitter, you will see some photos. As soon as I get a chance, I will be uploading some photos of the ballroom as soon as we get permission to do so. We want to protect those people who have purchased tickets, so we're being very careful about that. And once we have the official opening of Magic Meets, we will be showing that. Let's talk about the sponsors. This year we have, of course, MEI Travel, Mouse Fan Travel. They are a big supporting sponsor for Magic Meets. Next to them, we've got Tim Devine, Magic and Pixels. He's also a sponsor. DVC by Resale, Chantel Crawford, who you have heard on the podcast. Of course, you have All Is Net, my home. That is also a sponsor. You've got, yes, All Star Vacation Homes. Sarah is here. And I found out last night that Sarah is a Red Sox fan. Of course, the Red Sox lost last night to the Evil Empire. She's here watching David Marks. He's setting up Passport. Hi, David. And I see Sheila and John Rick. They're here. Central Jersey Disney Pin Traders. Some guy named Lou Mangiello is here. And Matt, we forgot the booster seat for Lou?
Yeah, you know, I think we forgot it this year, but we slipped in some WDW Today magnets in all his junk, so that when he goes and gives things away to people later, he'll have a pleasant surprise waiting for him.
Last night at Magic Tunes, he was a panelist, and he was complaining because I didn't get a step stool for him to get on his chair, but we'll have to remember that next year.
Absolutely.
I believe that's all the sponsors. Opening ceremony will be at 9 o'clock. I see Deb Wills coming in.
Yes, Deb Wills just joined us. Yep. Or she's over here. She has joined us, but she's here.
And I just wanted to give everybody an idea as to what the ballroom looks like. Another thing is that at every table, there's 1, 2, 3, about 10 chairs every table. And Chantel has draped a DVC by Resale shirt on every single chair. So when you come into the ballroom, what you're seeing is a sea of balloons and yellow shirts. Matt, you know what I was thinking about doing?
What's that?
I don't know if this microphone would reach. I guess I'd need to ask Mike, would this microphone reach from outside the lobby, outside the ballroom?
Right in that general area.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if I can...
The headphones might not.
Pardon me?
The
headphones.
The headphones might go out, but your mic will be on.
Okay, I'm going to...
If you want to try it, yeah.
Give it a shot.
Yeah.
All right. Worst thing we'll do is we'll cut you off.
Okay.
That's true.
Talking to nobody.
Yeah.
So Scopa is heading out to the lobby area to, I presume, talk to some people that are out there. And
we've cut him off before, so that's not...
This would be the first time we cut him off without him knowing. people are asking where Len is. Len is actually on his way to Disneyland Paris. He's spending a week over there for doing research. And Annette will be joining us later a little bit. But go ahead, Mike.
All right, I'm going to go outside and see if the madness is out here.
And there he goes.
This is funny because we
here
can't
I
see
am
him
out
anymore.
In the lobby. And there's Fred going crazy.
Can you still hear us, Mike?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to take a look to see what the line looks like.
He's starting to fade.
Starting to fade?
A little bit.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. I'm right here in the lobby where they're checking people in right now. For those who have never been to Magic Meets, you have no idea how fanatical these fans are. We think that we're fanatical, but there are people who just amaze me. Tattoos, shirts that you can't find anywhere, pins, lanyards, hats, shirts. It's just amazing what you see, and it's pretty cool. I'm gonna keep walking, and if I fade, I'm gonna start walking down the line, and then I want to get an idea as to how long the line is, and then I'll come back. So if I fade, I apologize. Okay, Matt?
Oh, sounds good so far, Mike.
All right. I see Catherine Price, MEI, and I'm going in. We have a doorman here. Excuse me. Thank you, sir. I'm back.
You know
Hi,
who
guys.
I am.
So, Mike, how many people you figure are online already at 8:15?
In line?
Yeah.
Let me go back and get a better count. I mean, the problem is that when I go out, you know, everyone wants to take their picture with me. So what I'm doing is I'm going to go out. I'm going to go on radio silence for about 2 minutes, and then I'll be back, okay?
Okay, okay. Sounds good.
All right.
As we mentioned before, Len is on his way to Disneyland Paris, and somebody in chat already had a great line. We mentioned that Len is going to be going to Paris for some research, and Jewel from MD wrote, "God help our foreign relations." So 8:15 here, and of course the full festivities will begin at 9 a.m.
It's the extra magic hour.
Yeah, this is the extra magic hour of WDW today. And actually, Scope was talking about the people, all the shirts here that the DVC Bear researchers, all the yellow shirts. And if anyone was at Magic Meets 2006, I believe, they actually had those shirts also. So if you were there, then you can visualize in your mind a little bit better. We are going to be having you want to take calls before 9 o'clock, Mike?
We could.
Okay.
Well,
when Scope gets back, after Scope gets back, we'll take some phone calls, 407-278-5939 for Philip, who's already there. We appreciate it, Governor.
We have the UK number.
We have the UK number, although I don't remember what it is.
Well, we'll have to look it. We'll look it up for you.
If anyone remembers it, that'd be great. Philip, look that up in the wiki, will you?
We have it. It's just somewhere. Mike coming?
Yeah, Mike's coming back. Mr. Scopa.
They are piling in. Really, there's about 85 to 95 people in line, and we don't open the doors for another 45 minutes.
Wow!
Wow! Nice. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. Someone wants to call in at least to test the system. We'd appreciate it. Perhaps somebody from Alaska. I don't think we ever had a caller from Alaska on the show.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think we've ever done. At least not that we know of.
Sayu, if you're out there, call in.
And we have a listener from New Zealand also. It's 12:16 a.m. on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hello.
Wow.
It's 4 a.m. Wow. 4 a.m. in...
the balloons are popping.
The balloons are popping. I go over to the balloon
Alaska.
And, you know.
Yeah, those are the balloons popping if you're hearing that. The video will be going at 9 a.m. And, you know, a lot of fun lined up for you guys today. We have a lot of different events. And, you know, what Magic Meets is, for those of you who have never either been to Magic Meets or you haven't even heard any of our live broadcasts before, Magic Meets is a very unique event because it really is a combination of a lot of different things. I mean, it's a combination convention area. You know, if you've been to the Mega Mouse Meet at Mouse Fest in years past, you'll remember, you know, there's tables around the area, and you can, and Scopa certainly talked about that earlier, you know, describing all the tables for you. And you can go and meet a lot of the people that are here. But it's also part, I don't know how to say seminar. I think that's really downplaying it. But, you know, it's a discussion, really, about various topics. And it allows, you know, for a lot of interesting things going on. And, of course, you've got the auction going on for charity. So there's so many different things going on. It's such a unique event that it's hard to give it a label, to say the least. I think Scope is tweeting right now. Is that what you're doing, Mike?
I'm taking a photo of the balloon, one of the balloons, balloon groupings above one of the tables. I got to be real careful about what photos, but I'm going to be sending one to Twitter pretty soon, like within the next 2 minutes.
Okay. And, of course, Mike Scopa's Twitter is Mike Scopa, right? That's your Twitter name?
Yes.
Yes.
One word.
Want to mention, of course, we've got a big announcement later on today, folks. You know, Magic Meets is a lot of fun, but, you know, you're probably all thinking, Matt, what are you guys doing late? What's the next big event for WDW today? And you know what? We've got a major announcement coming down the pipeline. That's right, a major announcement. And it's going to be coming a little bit later, so stay tuned for that. So, you know, lots of great things to talk about today. We've got a lot of great guests lined up. A lot of interesting talks. We're going to have Lou's doing a trivia contest later that we're going to be broadcasting. Right, Mike?
That's right.
That's right. We've got a number of different talks going on. Justin Michoni, who the Disney Chief Magical Officer, is going to be doing a speech, and you're going to be hearing all the stuff. And the webcams will be up at 9 a.m., so you can kind of get an idea of how it's going and everything. We're now, what time is the announcement? See, this is what in radio what we call a tease. And if I tell you, then it's not a tease.
Right.
It'll be coming soon. That's the best I can give you.
Maybe I can get a word in with Justin. Maybe?
Yeah, so let's get some pre-thing here. Justin Michoni, Chief Magical Officer.
Let's talk with Justin Michoni, who I believe is doing the keynote today. Are you doing the keynote today?
Apparently.
Yeah. We're talking worldwide to our fans. And,
Brazil.
I would love to. Good morning. I can't believe you're up listening already, but that's awesome. Good for you. Feel free to bring some coffee over to Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. And I'm excited about it. Tune in 10:30 today. You'll get to hear a lot more from me. So
nice.
We'll be listening.
That's what I like to hear. Good morning, and thanks for tuning in, WDW.
And great job last night at the Magic Tour.
Great might be an overstatement, but it's okay. It was fun.
When he started singing, that was classic. When he started getting up, and it was classic.
He does Buble really well. Michoni does Buble. That's the next CD.
London Town, man. That's my hit. There you go.
Break a leg today.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. That's Justin Michoni. And, of course, that'll be at 10:30, 10:45. I got to get a schedule in front of me over here.
Let's see if I can get one for you, Matt.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Mike. So, a lot of great things here. As I mentioned, big announcement later on. Big announcement. You got to stay tuned for this. I promise it won't be I said we're going to 6 o'clock. I promise it won't be at 5:30. It'll be a little bit earlier than that. So lots to do, lots of things. And you know what? We were talking. Justin was mentioning all the people that are here from all over the world, and I just want to, definitely shout outs here to Emerson from New Zealand. We have in the chat room, I know, is Aspirin, and he's from Brazil. We have, of course, the great Masayo from Japan, and people from all over the United States already checking in. We know it's very early. Even Kentucky is checking in tonight, so we appreciate that everyone is really spending their Saturdays and in some cases Sundays already. Having some fun with us and enjoying it. So we had a great time. Last night, as I think Mike alluded to, we had some really fun events. I wanted to kind of recap some things here for you. Well, yesterday we had, we started things off with the, there was a meet before the Magic, and that's an event for people that are coming to, Singapore. I apologize to our listeners in Singapore. Forgot about that. But yesterday we had an event. It was the Meet Before the Magic, and that was for attendees. It was a special ticket event to raise money for charity, and that was kind of a social meet and greet. And that was followed by really the real highlight, which was Magic Tunes, which is, kind of named that tune style show, and it featured Lou Mangello, who was the reigning champion from last year, Justin Michoni, new challenger, and Miss Deb Wills, and of course, Deb, you're not complete unless you have another Deb, and that was Deb Coma. So the Debs were together playing, and that was fun. And we had a mystery guest who was not announced at the time. Now, I'm not going to rack who the mystery guest was. You'll have to listen to the rebroadcast, which, Newell, you recorded that, right? So that'll be coming at some point.
At some point.
Some point. Don't know when, but at some point.
And keep in mind, I'm going to Wyoming for 2 weeks after this, so don't expect it anytime soon.
So lots of great things here. The phone lines are open, 407-278-5939. And Tiki Poo saying, why is Matt being so mean to us today? How have I been mean? I've barely been on. I haven't said anything mean, have I, Newell?
Not yet. You did say that mean thing to me, but that was off air. So.
I want to mention, of course, to all our British listeners, good morning, Governor.
I love your shirt.
Top of the morning. That's more Irish, I could think, than UK. 407-278-5939. Our UK number is... Second, pulling it up here.
That's right there.
Oh, yeah. Right there is. In the United Kingdom, and of course, if you're international, if it's better for you, 020-3287-2190. 020, let me type this in chat. 020-3287-2190. And that's the number for our British listeners. For the United States, it's 407-278-5939. And for Tiki Poo, who's saying I'm mean for mystery guests and announcements, these are teases. So this is good things. You know what to expect. I'm not just going to, drop a bombshell on you later, maybe a truth bomb on you. And
how about if I get a picture of you and Mike waving and I can post this?
All right, later. So you're going to tweet over here, so we'll wave for Mike. And tweeting.
Smile. Okay, I'm
going to
post it in about 2 minutes.
Are you Twittering on All Ears, or are you Twittering on...
It's on Twitter.
No, but...
I had it right.
Yeah, Mike Scopa.
I wasn't sure if you...
Twitter.com/MikeScopa.
I wasn't sure if you're doing All Ears Twitter.
No, the link is on All Ears.
Okay.
As well as all the other stuff, to the audio booze, everything we're doing. You can get it through All Ears. And I'm going to post this in about 2 minutes.
Cool.
Yeah, that's fine. 4727859 is our phone number, and you know, lots to do today. We got a really busy day. You know, the funny thing is, you know, as much as we've got planned today, it's gonna fly by.
And
real
another
quick.
Balloon is gone.
Another one bites the dust.
Another balloon bites the dust.
020-3287-2190. If you are in the United Kingdom, I think it's a London number, right?
I believe it is a London number.
Yes.
London calling.
And lots of great things to do today. Where's that schedule? Scopa gave me a schedule, and I totally like threw it away.
Gave it to Marissa, Matt.
Oh. Yeah, I have. You can have mine.
Thank you. Let me give you a schedule rundown over here.
Things
begin at 9 a.m. So that's when like the Magic Meets officially starts. 9:15 will be the bidding begins. Oh, the Dream Team. Glad I mentioned this. Okay, here's how this works, folks. At Magic Meets, they have a auction going on over here for charity to raise money for. The Dream Team Foundation. Now, the great news is, the bad news is, unfortunately, you listening out there cannot bid on these items, but we can still raise money for charity. As last year, let me put it this way. You can actually donate money. You go to WDWtoday.com, and in the top right corner, you'll see an icon for the Dream Team Foundation. You click on that, and you donate. All you have to do is say you're so-and-so from wherever, and, you know, you're here from WDWtoday.com, and what's going to happen is, for every person that mentions, or every person that donates, we're going to mention your name on the air and recognize you publicly. Now, last year, we raised, Mike, $1,600?
Almost $1,700.
Yeah, almost $1,700 last year. So it would be great if we could even come close to that again, if not surpass it. So, of course, WDWT.com, you can make donations all day starting at, you can start now if you want to, all the way until, when's the auction over? Closing ceremonies, arts and crafts. I don't know. Afternoon. 2:30. So any time between now and about
2:30 Eastern.
2:30 Eastern time. Yes, you can make some donations. We know how generous all of our listeners are over there. So WDWTA.com. You'll see the Dream Team link in the upper right hand corner of the page, and you can go over there and click. Donate. Just mention, of course, you're listening to WWTA.com, so that way we can mention your name on the air.
Matt?
Yes, Mike?
What I've done is I've gone out to the line again, and I've asked everybody to wave, so I'm going to post that photo, and that'll be on Twitter, so everybody can get an idea as to how long that line is.
Awesome. Thank you, Mike. So let me go okay, so that was the charity auction. I kind of got sidetracked here with that, but lots of great things over here. So at 10 a.m., the schedule says opening ceremonies. Opening ceremonies is kind of, you know, the great welcome, you know, all that fun stuff. And that's going to be, and we'll have the audio for that. So everything that's being said over the loudspeaker that you actually should hear, Newell will be cutting into that.
Right.
Right. So figure at 10 a.m. you'll be hearing that. The first speech is at 10:30. That's, of course, Justin Michoni. We already had on a little bit. And he'll be talking about his speech. It's called Making Magic Every Day. At 11:45 a.m. is the first morning breakout sessions. And this will be known as the Mike Newell Show from that point on. Because myself, I have a breakout session with Mr. Mangello. And Scopa has a talk. So that only leaves Lou here by himself. But Lou. It leaves Newell here by himself.
Thanks.
Yeah, anytime, buddy.
Thanks.
And, But Mike has been spending the better part of the last few days recruiting people to come talk so that he doesn't have to.
You mean paying off.
That's right. Good morning, Diana.
Mrs. Mangello and family.
I prefer to call her just Diana, please.
Or D.
D, that's right. Lou's wife just passed by. So from 11:45 or so, actually that's going to probably be the best part. Best audio of the day will be the Mike Newell Show, and that'll be 11:45 a.m. We will be taking a lunch break. Maybe, Mike, do we have Magic Tunes to run for tomorrow? I mean, to run during lunch, maybe?
We could.
Okay,
we
I don't could. Know. I don't put you under the gun here.
We could try. I can't guarantee anything.
Can't guarantee
it. I wasn't prepared for it, so.
I was told there'd be no math here.
Yeah. Well, I'm used to that.
So, But that's we'll have a lunch is 1 to 2:45, and then we have silent auction ending, some afternoon breakout sessions, but we'll be here for that since our commitment is already there. We'll have lots to talk to, and closing ceremonies is from 5:30 to 6. Lots of stuff planned here for today. So really, believe it or not, this will be the most talking we'll probably be doing in a consecutive session right now. But if you've got calls, we'd love to hear from you. 407-278-5939. If in United Kingdom, phone number is 020-3287-2190.
I think I'm going to set a record for most posts to my tweet. Most tweets. I just took a photo of Fred Staff, who's having their photo taken in front of the stage. So we can give our listeners an idea as to just how many people, just on Fred Staff, get involved with
Janine,
this.
Janine wrote, come on, podcast, or I'll bring the bats again. I think that was in reference to the, that's the Mike Newell, yes. What Mike Newell would be saying in terms of the charity event. So don't forget, a couple things to really keep in mind here. Of course, join us in our chat room, wdwda.com. You see the link for our chat room right there. And donating option, wdwda.com. Again, you'll see the link in the top right corner. We'll recognize you with your name and where you're from, and want to thank you personally for your donations, and hopefully we can raise a lot of money for charity today. And as I mentioned, big announcement coming this afternoon. Big announcement this afternoon. So really stay tuned for all that stuff. It is 8:30 right now. And Mr. Scopa?
Matt, you can tell. Well, I guess everybody can hear me. Those in the chat room, if there's anything you'd like to have me take a photo of, you know, put in the request. There are certain things we cannot take photos of before 9 o'clock, but if there's something you really are curious about looking at, I'll be more than happy to take a photo and post it to Twitter.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice. We are... Messiah actually had a funny line in chat, Mike.
What did she say?
Hey, have you ever seen so many people that look happy being in line?
I haven't seen the photo, so...
407-278-5939 is our phone number. Lots of things to do here. Miss Owens, actually, Annette is online. Should we call Annette?
Yeah, yeah, wake her up.
So if I hit call here, this technically, theoretically should work.
She must be having her morning chocolate by now, but
let's see if she's actually
Annette.
Calling. We're calling Annette right now. So this is live. This is how we do it here. We don't do pre-production. We don't plan things.
Right. This is not WDW Radio. This is
let's be brief.
Hey, Mike, we got a request for Twitter.
What's that?
A photo of one of the centerpieces would be nice.
Okay. I'm going to take a photo of the Dream Team, the silent auction people. So you can see, and Lou's getting up on the stage right now. I'm going to take a photo of that and post it in about 5 minutes.
Mike is taking, he's tweeting, but on each table there's centerpieces. And there's actually two centerpieces this year, it appears. So the odds have doubled for you in order to win one. Basically, everyone sits down at a table, and at the end of the day, there's a raffle.
Or fight.
Or depending fight. On what it is, yes. If you're sitting with Mike's wife, it's a fight. You know, for the centerpieces there. And this year, there's actually one centerpiece. They're in a variety of colors. Are they like milk pitchers? Or
they look like water.
Water pitchers? Yeah, they're pitchers. They're Mickey Mouse pitchers, and they come in a variety of... pastel colors.
Yep.
And there's also, and this is new, usually there's only one, but there's also a, they're snow globes. And one is a Winnie the Pooh snow globe, and the other one is, what is the other one? I never even got, Tinkerbell.
It's Aladdin with Tinkerbell at the top.
Aladdin and Tinkerbell, that's quite the duo.
I'll do both.
Oh, that's very nice, very nice. Yay. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Sarah from All Star Vacation Homes.
.com.
We'll have Sarah on later.
Yes, yes. Sarah's our neighbor today.
Yes, Sarah's a Red Sox fan. I'll get a level.
Then she's not coming.
No, never mind. We got right here. We have
15 innings, Mike.
Tell me about
Think
it.
About Winnie the Pooh. Yeah, we got it.
Evil umpire. Evil umpire.
Like how Brad's umpire. Listening to the show.
Oh, cool.
There's someone who's listening to the show and he's about 20 feet from us.
he's streaming it on the iPhone. Yeah.
We should mention, of course, to our left is the All Star Vacation Homes table, and all ears.
.com.
The all ears table is to our right. So lots of great friends around here, and we're having lots of people. I'm really excited about all of this. People in the chat room are even saying it. So lots to do today. Lots of fun. Right now, what's happening in the ballroom is they're just taking some photos, last minute preparations,
and I'm posting one right now to Twitter.
Ooh, don't forget, Mike.
The dream team.
Don't forget to tweet. There's two different centerpieces. There's the each one. So you got a lot of work ahead of you, Mike.
I know. That's what, I'm getting paid extra today.
Oh, and also joining us, well, not here, but in attendance, we also have the mayor of Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, who's graced the event with his presence. Certainly, we've been here a couple of years, so it's nice to get that kind of recognition. We definitely appreciate that. Don't forget, phone lines are open. So if you want to get a call, this would be a great time. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. And lots of people. And don't forget, I believe also Deb Wills is tweeting, and you can go to allears.net for all that information.
Matt, on the photos, on the centerpieces, I'm going to wait till 9 before I post them, just to let everybody know.
Okay,
no problem. Honor Fred's request.
All right. In the meantime, I suggest tweets of Newell.
No.
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 What happened to your computer, Mike?
I've got the blue screen of death on the webcam.
Oh, jeez.
Blue screen of
death.
We're
doing a little reboot.
We want a balloon?
Of course.
To the chairs?
Oh, yeah, sure. Why not? We always like balloons.
Tape them to the edges of the table. What? Not the chairs, but on the table.
On the table, like this thing. Just tie it to this.
No. Tie it just like, tape it with a piece of tape.
Oh, like tape it like that? Okay. Yeah, we're doing everything live here.
Technically, the room's still being set up, so that's what's going on. So we're still setting up.
Yeah, we're still... The last minute things are going on right now.
That's a good idea.
Tie this one
in. Oh, okay. See, it's a good thing we have somebody who thinks around here. We've got, let's see, looks like the auction people are ready to go. That looks pretty set. They're all not doing much, so that's a good sign, I guess, that they're ready to go. The All Ears table is good to go. They're all wearing their matching blues. Webcams will start at 9 a.m., yes, for those who are wondering, assuming the computers cooperate, 9 a.m. And we have our first call of the day. Let's bring it in. Hi, you're live at WDW Daily. Who are we speaking with?
You sound really good.
Great. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Brian from the front of the ballroom.
Brian.
Hey, I'm going to take a photo of Brian so everybody can see him.
I'm glad you called in, Brian, because, we've got, of all the people that can hear us, we appreciate that you're calling from 30 feet away. But, it's a thought that counts, so thank you.
Hey, but we can listen to you. It sounds really good.
Yeah,
Brian,
we saw that.
You want to wave, Brian? Wave, Brian. There he is. I'll be posting him to Twitter right now.
But we had no idea if it even worked, Brian, so thanks for calling.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Well, hey, you guys keep sounding good. We're going to get some work done and make the magic.
Awesome. Okay, Thank you, Brian.
We'll see you later.
Yes. Yeah, we're broadcasting live all over the world, friend. Brazil, Singapore, the United Kingdom.
It's the extra magic hour.
Yes.
Oh, it's the extra magic hour.
Yeah.
Wow, that it did. It's been magic, extra magic day so far.
Yeah, we're running on very, very little sleep.
Hey, Scopa, what? Yes. Fred Block is right here. Can you grab him for a second?
Yeah.
He's tweeting. He's all about tweeting. The man just.
Fred's got his coffee.
To take a picture of Fred on his Segway, but Fred, how's it going, buddy?
Going good, going good. We're getting really hyper and excited, and it's almost time to. Pop the cork.
You know what I'd love to do? I'd love to take a picture of you on your Segway, waving to everybody, and I'd like to post it to Twitter.
I can surely do that.
Okay, hold on.
Twitter being a real influence in this year's show, as opposed to...
That's right, and that's, of course, is Fred Block, who's the man
Thanks,
behind
Fred.
Magic Meat. So,
Mr. Magic.
Appreciate him taking some time. He's a very busy man with all those things. And he rides around in a Segway, for those who've never seen him before. It's really cool. He just zips around. Do we have a sound effect ready?
No, we do not.
Usually we have the Jetson sound effect of him going...
Fred, any last words before we get the button?
Are you guys going to put me to death or something?
You do that. You do a good job of that yourself.
Yeah, with my bad jokes. No, not right now. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. We're really hyper. It's a year of planning, and we got a huge surprise that we're going to drop today, and I'm really excited about that. And,
ooh.
And I'm great at saying "and" 10 times in a row. So the mayor is here. A representative from the state representative's office is here for ribbon cutting, and we're getting ready to do that. And we're doing staff and sponsors pictures right now.
Very good. Break a leg.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah. Fred Block of Magic Meets, of course. Thank you, Fred.
Yay!
And of course, you know, Fred already mentioned he's making a big announcement today. So that's now, Mike, I count two major announcements. That's right.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yes, it's exciting.
I don't even know what your major announcement is yet.
That's right. And good morning, Renee. She can't hear me. I guess not. Anyway, good morning. It's a thought that counts, right?
she heard you. She's just a few minutes behind.
That's okay. We're saying hi to Fred Block's wife who walked by. So yeah, lots to do over here. Lots of fun things going on. Scope is tweeting his heart out, and trying to think what else we've got lined up. You know, what's great about Magic Meets is, of course, we get to meet a lot of listeners over here. Some we've seen for many years. Some are new. It's always interesting that we get to meet listeners over here.
I have to take a team picture with Ollie, so I'm going to be gone for a while.
Okay, enjoy, Mike. Mike's going to take is there Soren playing in the background?
Fred has room music.
Oh, it's room music. I thought you had it.
No, it's not me.
407-278-5939 is our number. In the United Kingdom, it's 020-3287-2190. Actually, you know, it was funny. We were talking about, I didn't even get through all the events. Man, so much things going on. Yesterday, we had Magic Tunes, as I mentioned. After Magic Tunes, we all went to, what's the name of the restaurant? Allegra?
Aruga.
Aruga's. Which is a karaoke bar. And what was cool about that was, actually one of our listeners, Tacey, dressed up in a full Mary Poppins outfit to sing Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and she sang the whole song. It was actually very funny, very entertaining, and you know, that's the kind of fun that we have over here. Not everyone dresses up to quite that extent, but you know, that's the kind of fun that we have over here. So lots of great stuff over here. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. Don't forget to join us in our chat room, wdwtoday.com. You'll see the link for our chat room. It's free. It's easy. Hop in there. No problems. I want to also mention, of course, for those who are just joining us now, thank you. Welcome. We are raising money for charity. And you can go to wdwtoday.com. In the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a link for the Dream Team Foundation, where you can donate some money. And if you donate any amount of money, doesn't matter how much it is, we will mention your name on the air to recognize you for helping to raise money for charity. Because what's great about Magic Meets, as much fun as we have over here, this is also about raising money. And Magic Meets allows us to raise a lot of money for great causes. And there's a lot of different ways that we do this. And you know, a lot of people that can't be at Magic Meets for a number of different reasons, you know, those of you listening, namely, and the few people in this ballroom, evidently, that are listening, you know, you can still make a difference here and donate a little bit of money for a great cause. So if you go to wdwtoday.com and you can donate some money over there, we'll mention your name, recognize you for your contribution. We certainly appreciate it, and we hope that we can raise a lot of money for some great causes out there. So we're definitely looking forward to that. Miss Owens will be joining us eventually. Where is it? Is she? Let's see here. She
fall back asleep.
Yeah, where she go back to sleep over here? Oh, she's here now. Okay, so let me bring Annette over here. Do-do-do-do-do. You should have the hold music. Girlfriend Ipanema. We're trying to get Annette Owens, the manager of customer relations and group services for MEI Mouse Fan Travel, on the line over here. And lots to do coming up here. It's 8:43, so about 15 minutes until the magic begins. Annette says she's busy. No answer. Okay.
Oh, that she fell asleep again.
She fell asleep again. 15 minutes from now, we'll begin the major festivities. Now, let me give you some warning here. The event's going to begin at 9 o'clock. From 9 to 10 o'clock, we won't be broadcasting per se, as in like I'll be talking to you like I am now, because you know a lot of our listeners will be coming over here to come meet us and everything. We certainly want to, you know, say hello and everything. So in the meantime, though, you'll be able to, the webcams will be up at 9 o'clock, hopefully, right, Mike?
Yes.
Well, okay.
I'm having trouble with that computer, so.
Okay, well, hopefully webcams will be up at 9 o'clock, so you can at least watch. You'll hear some ambient audio. So I mean, there will always be something on the air for you to hear and listen to. And, of course, you know, during these times, great. Again, the chat room is going to be fun for you guys to check that out. So please be sure to, you know, see what's going on over there. That's at 9 to 10. That's from 9 to 10. And we'll be doing that. 10 o'clock is the opening ceremony, so we'll be back over here. Fred will be talking mostly, although we'll be giving some commentary. It's kind of like if you ever watch golf on TV, you know, the golfers are doing their business, but you know, we'll be whispering in the background, and ooh, that was a good shot on 8. talking like that. I'm also hoping, really, you know, and this will be a little bit different from live shows in the past we've done at Magic Meets. Hopefully, get a lot of calls in, discuss some things that are going on in Walt Disney World. I don't know if you're familiar with some of the things that are happening. You know, one thing for annual pass holders out there, anyone who is renewing their annual pass anytime soon gets a 15-month renewal instead of the usual 12 for the same price. And that's, I think it's fantastic. I think it's a great deal. And I wanted to discuss with some of our listeners, you know, the ramifications of that, because, you know, first of all, it's great as an annual pass holder, anyone who is one and can renew sometime soon. It's a great deal, right? But, you know, is that a sign? Is that Disney saying, well, you know, we really need to, you know, obviously they're adding extra value for the same price. So that tells you, to me, that sounds like Disney is saying, whoa, we've got to make sure that our annual pass holders return, which maybe is a commentary on the economy. But, you know, if you've got a different opinion on it, if you see it a different way, I'd love to hear your opinions on it. Are you happy to see it? I mean, I can't imagine you'd be disappointed to be getting more value for the money. You know, but I think it's a great deal, and it certainly was something unexpected when I heard about it. And I applaud Disney for it. I think it's great. I mean, one thing that I think Disney doesn't do enough of is reward its annual pass holders by offering them special deals and things like that. You know, kind of to, you know, obviously we're the ones who come there quite often, spend a lot of money. If anything, we need very little excuses to come spend more money over there. So, you know, offering a 15-month annual pass, you know what that means? That's, you know, 3 extra months. You know what's going to happen? It's going to mean more than likely an extra trip that you can work in there, and that means more money for Disney. So I think it's great. I think it's great for both ends over there, and I'm really excited about that. So if you're wondering when the 15-month expiration thing is going to expire, we don't know. It was just announced not too long ago, and there hasn't been any announcement on how long it'll last. Posing for picture. And, you know, again, these are... You know, I just think it's great. I mean, I know that a few of people I know already were able to take care of that. Of course, this is not only the first annual pass thing discount or bonus to come out there. If you remember earlier, a few months ago, Disney offered for new annual pass holders the ability to get 10% off their annual pass through current annual pass holders that could refer new ones. They give a card, and then new annual pass holders could get 10% off their the costs. And of course, these are all things that Disney is doing. I can only assume to kind of, you know, hopefully, you know, drum up a little more business, get a little more money, and, you know, again, commentary on the current times. 407-278-5939. you know, with the 15-month extension, of course, some people that, if you just missed out on that, and there's some people that, you know, if you just, like, renewed your annual pass in the last month or so, 2 months, you could, you know, try going to the parks down there and, you know, pleading your case before
that's
the courts.
That's me.
And seeing if they'll extend it for you to 15 months as well. I know the other people that have been able to do that. 407-278-5939. And Annette now says she's ready. Let's see about that.
Yeah.
I believe that.
So we're getting ready here. 10 minutes to go. Luis Scopa? Yeah, he turned it off. All right.
No, he's moving. So, and he's out of range.
And Annette, are you on the line?
Here, I'm here.
Annette, yay! So we have on joining us the fabulous Annette Owens, a manager, customer relations, and group services for MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Good morning, Annette.
Good morning. This is the third time I've been up this morning, but yay! Good morning.
Yeah, you're an hour late. You're in dock your pay now for that one.
Oh, my gosh.
Matt, can you hear me?
Where's Becky?
Yes, Mike. Go ahead. Sorry, Annette.
Hi, Annette, sweetie. How you doing? We miss you.
Hey, it feels weird not being there, but right now I'm, you know, every two-hour pain medicine gal, so it's been a long night.
All right. In another minute, I'm going to have everybody out in the hallway say hi to everybody.
Okay. So we are getting ready. We're 10 minutes from go time. So, Annette,
I'm podcasting live around the world right now. We just got our first donation from Singapore, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
But I just told everybody, and they can hear me right now, that I was going to go out to the lobby, and I was going to have everybody wave and say hi to everybody around the world. So on the count of three, I want everybody to say, hi, everyone, okay? 1, 2, 3.
Hi, everyone!
Thank you.
Nice.
Love you guys.
That was great.
That is great.
Did you guys hear that?
Yes, we did.
That was great. Nice job, Mike. So, Annette, you missed a lot of fun over here. Trying to think of what Well, you, I mean, Magic Tunes yesterday was was quite hilarious. Did you? Now, you of course participated in Magic Tunes last year, Annette. So, I guess the question for you, Annette, is
Don't start playing music now.
A lot of chocolate last night. I mean, I was in the room, and John and Larry came in. I mean, Becky was there. We were going over my presentation, and he brought in all this chocolate. I thought of Annette, and I said, I got to have some. He brought in a huge bag of Hershey Kisses, and Becky and I polished that off real
Mike,
fast.
Mike, you should have said for when you, it was great what you did out there with all the listeners, you know, with all the people out there, all the crowd. But you should have said, hello, humans. That would have been 407-278-5939 is our phone number. If you'd like to get a call in over here and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. You know, we just like, you know what we like to also do, you know, especially on days like this, you know, just get hellos, say, hey, I'm listening from so-and-so. And I think Scopa has someone to talk to real quick here.
I'm talking to my new best friend, Sarah, while it's on vacation homes. We're crying on each other's shoulders this morning about that game. How you doing?
Well, as good as can be expected. Now I'm doing great.
Are you excited about today?
I am excited. This is my third year attending.
Another one?
And it just gets better each year.
Thank you.
And we're lucky to have the lovely Sarah right next to us. And what I'm going to do is, after I talk with Sarah, I will post her photo and her booth and everything on Twitter. How's that sound?
That sounds great. We're looking forward to a good day.
Awesome.
Thanks. Cool. Wait, Matt, did you want to say something to...
No, we got to... No,
oh, okay. Sarah, thank you, Sarah. Bye-bye.
407-278-5939. Of course, we want to thank, before we get started here, we want to thank our sponsor, MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, for sponsoring all of this. You have no idea how all the expenses that come in just to be here and everything, and they certainly assist us with all that. So without them, there aren't these live events. So we really appreciate that.
That is true.
Yeah, and long day. And that, you know, we've got already, Annette, we've got two major announcements that are coming up, but we can't talk about them yet.
Oh.
But we've got two major announcements coming up. I got one. And Fred's got one. So we're up to two right now.
I'm excited, Annette. I don't even know what they are, and I'm excited.
I'm excited. I'm just hoping I'm here and not dosing medicine when they come out.
I think Marissa said she's got an announcement for you, too, buddy.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Hey, everybody, we have some of this money
here's Fred.
Up on the stage here. We're going to get ready to get you away, so it's not here.
We've got about a five-minute warning on my count over here. The webcam, just for an update, we're trying to get the webcams up. We're having some computer issues over here. And, Mike, we may have to switch computers in terms of maybe we'll use my computer to do it or something.
Yeah. At this point. Yes, you did. I just saw it myself. So. Yeah.
Whoever just called, call back, because I apologize.
I just glanced at the screen, and it was there. And, oh, look, Annette's on the big screen.
Yeah, Annette, your picture's on the...
No, it's not.
Yeah, it certainly was on the big screen.
I'm so glad the webcam's down. Oh, my gosh.
Man, it's actually a nice picture. That's a really cool picture.
Look at all
what
the men who are
that?
Painting.
No.
I'm not photogenic, so I get it. But.
It's a really nice picture. Thank you.
855. That's the time check. 855.
We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's back with y'all.
Hey,
good
morning, Philip. Good morning, Governor.
How are you doing? 855.
How are you, chap?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's a lovely day, which is very bizarre for England. I'm not used to it.
What time is it in jolly old England?
Oh, it's 2 minutes. No, it's about 4 minutes before 2.
Blimey!
Oh, it's a beautiful afternoon.
It's about 5 minutes away from having tea.
Hey, Philip, can you stand by for a second?
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead, Scopa. See hold on a second.
Mike was waving.
Mike was waving to us. All right, go ahead, Becky, now that you have the headset on.
Hello.
Hi, Becky.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good. You're also joined. We should mention that Annette is on the line, and we also have Philip from the United Kingdom on the line.
Hey, nice to talk to you guys.
Hello.
Annette.
I could listen to this guy talk all day, guys. I love that accent.
Philip's our boy over there.
But you know what? His voice is very soothing, and I love that.
I love an accent, I got to tell you. So if I can just stand here and listen to him, that would be great.
That's the first time anyone said that about my accent.
Oh, keep going.
Oh, Philip, I think we have to do the Mike and Philip show later on.
There you go. Annette, I'm sorry. I do have to kind of just interject. I did send you a lovely email. that shows how a real balloon tower should be made.
Oh. Them's fighting words.
That sounds like a challenge to me.
Yeah, and Scope you is know twittering what? Everything right now.
I retire.
We did. Hey, it's awesome delegation on your part, Annette, because I will tell you the balloons and the booth and the girls look great, and we're ready to have a magical day. And obviously, awesome. We wish you were here, but, you know, hold down that home office and take care of all of the bookings that come in from all of the excitement that we have going on today.
Sounds good. I'm here.
Thank you, Becky.
Thank you.
And
poor Phil has been on long-distance hold all this time.
Now, Philip, we're about to get started here soon, Philip, but I wanted to recognize you for all the hard work that you do at the WDW Today Wiki. So thank you so much for everything that you do.
You're welcome. I'm spending the next few hours updating it.
that's what we're talking about. So we appreciate that, Philip, and thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon. I know tea time is coming up rapidly for you, but I appreciate it.
That's it. Just isolate all the UK listeners. That's all we need.
Awesome. All right, thank you, Philip.
Is he still there?
He's still there. We lose him. Philip?
You insulted him.
Cheerio. Cheerio and all that.
You insulted him. Now he's quit.
He's quit. All right, so we are 2 minutes, I think, to go time here.
Yes.
The webcams, we're going to have to do something here with my camera.
I'm rebooting. It's...
Okay.
It is what it is, folks. Oh, no. I turned you down because... I get a lot of noise when you're not talking. So, so wave to me when you're ready to go. Yeah. Yes, Mike.
Is Annette still on?
Of course.
I'm still here.
Yes. Annette, you may want to go to Twitter, my Twitter. And there's a photo of Becky when she was talking with you, and I just took a photo of, I think it's Sarah Michelle, and I don't know who that other agent is, and I'm going to post that on Twitter, too.
We're about to get started over here. We're about to go live here. A lot to do today. Annette, if you want to tend to the wounded. We'll be in touch a little bit later.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you, Annette.
See ya.
See ya. About to get started here. Lots to do. Lots of fun over here. Really excited. So again, here's the rundown. 9 o'clock, which is coming up very, very, very shortly. Till 10 o'clock is the. We'll have the ribbon cutting ceremony at 9 a.m. Everything kind of starts from 9 to 10. We'll have a. You know, kind of everyone meet and greet. People come by, say hello, and, you know, we'll have something for you guys over here in terms of, at least the audio will be going so you can kind of, you know, hear something.
There'll
always be something for you to hear. So certainly lots to do, and we'll be back on the air talking a little bit around 10 o'clock is the opening ceremony. That's Eastern time. Lots of fun things to do. Want to recognize everyone who's joined us and who's already been here for an hour already. We appreciate everyone who's waking up early. In some cases, spending their afternoons, and in other cases, spending their evenings or Sunday mornings with us, depending on where you are in the world.
Mike Scopo wants to.
Yes, Mike.
Matt, they're just about to cut the ribbon.
All right.
We're about a minute away. I'm going to try to take a photo of them, of people coming in. I can't go out now because the ribbon is already up.
All right.
Well, cut it.
Just gotta get out of it anyway.
I should go out and say, do you know who I am?
So we're about to get started here, folks. Magic Meets 2009 is about to begin. Lots to do. Tiki Poo, man, you got some good lines here, Tiki Poo. Get ready for the mad dash to Dumbo.
It's amazing. There's a whole, I see flash bulbs going off in the lobby. Whoops.
I'm standing outside.
And what's great is actually the music they're playing here. It's like the entrance loop to Epcot, and we had some Soarin' music.
I think
before.
People are going
to
be coming in pretty soon. I think they just cut the ribbon.
Ribbon's cut. All right.
Here we go.
And
Mike, you should have been out there covering that.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for nothing.
Jerk.
What are we paying for anyway?
So getting started here again, 9 to 10 o'clock, we will be, there'll be kind of a meeting greet going on, not a lot going on the audio feed, but certainly a chat room will be going, we'll be cutting in and out with lots of things to talk about over here, we'll be coming back on air, maybe we'll be talking to some of our listeners, we're going to keep the mics live, and you know what's going to happen is I'd like to actually, you know, bring some of our listeners who are coming by on to talk to them a little bit, and it's going to be a lot of fun, so definitely looking forward to it, and stay tuned, all the two major announcements coming down the pipeline today.
Two.
Count them, two. And maybe more. But
And Marissa, of course.
Oh, no.
Something about a rabbit.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
So, we are getting ready. It must take a long time to cut that ribbon, Mike.
The ribbon's already cut. There are two there are two young ladies here with two halves of a ribbon.
People coming
there
through.
There comes...
No, just Stacey.
I think this is the mayor. Huh?
That's the mayor.
There's Mary. Here they come.
Magic Beats 2009 is officially open.
And the scramble for tables. Here they come. Yeah.
And we are live here, so we are watching people come in over here. Lots of people just flooding in over there. There's a huge crowd outside. It's wonderful. As soon as we get the webcams up, they will be up. So hopefully, very, 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 very soon.
They're moving so fast that they're all blurry. I can't capture them fast enough. A picture of Fred right here greeting people. Let's see, there he is.
Yeah, feel free to ask them to stop, Scope. I'm sure they won't mind.
Yeah.
Stop the line. I need to tweet, please.
There are like a million cameras in front of me. I can't, if I walk in front. Oh, my God. Here they come. Here they come. It's David and Nancy and... Oh, my God. They're coming so fast.
Lots of people coming in over here, so again, lots to do. Lots of people coming in, and you know, the fun is just beginning, folks. Lots to talk about over here, and appreciate checking us out here on the sale. Lots of fun stuff here, so stay tuned all day long here for some fun things. Any luck on the webcam yet, Mike?
Not yet.
All right, coming along.
Why should it work? Why should anything work?
Yeah, it's just unfortunately, of course, computers never work when you need them to work.
No, why should it?
Let's see here. So lots of people coming in here. What we're going to do is we're going to step aside over here while people come in here so we can say hello to some of the listeners. And we are going to also try to get the webcams up. So I will make an announcement on here when the webcams are online, certainly. And we will get started.
I'm going to see if I can find Mary Blaine, who was the top bidder for...
She is in the front, Mike. She is...
Hold on.
I can see her from here.
All right, so we're going to step aside for a second here. We're going to take some photos. We're going to set up webcams. So webcams will be up. I will make an announcement about that, and we'll be back very, very shortly. But the audio will be going. You'll be able to maybe eavesdrop on all our conversations.
I'm going to go to music, actually.
You're going to go to music?
Well, while I'm changing the sound, you know, there might be some explicitives that you don't want to hear.
All right, so we'll be back intermittently, and enjoy. The chat room is open. Of course, donate, please. WDWJ.com, top right corner, the first giving. You can click right over there, and you will find, we'll mention your name on the air. So we appreciate it. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Live coverage of Magic Meets 2009 on Mouse World Radio is brought to you by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, specializing in vacations to Disneyland, Walt Disney World, and on the Disney Cruise Line. You'll get their signature service with no additional agency fees. For a free, no-obligation quote, visit them online at www.mousefantravel.com.